leader!
Ora, ora.
There was just one select committee meeting during the week. That was the Maori Affairs Committee, which travelled north for 2 days of hearings. The first, on Monday, was in Kaitaia, where committee members heard submissions on the Te Hiku Claim Settlement Bill. Then on Tuesday, the committee met in Auckland to hear submissions on another Treaty Claim Settlement Bill for one of the older Tamaki tribes, Te Kawaro Amaki. Then it was on to the Maori Language Te Reo Maori Bill, with submissions revealing a sharp division between urban and rural iwi, as Rhys Lyon reports.
The Māori Language Te Reo Māori Bill is focused on the continuing revitalisation of Te Reo Māori and seeks to repeal the Māori Language Act 1987 and Part 4A of the Broadcasting Act 1989 in order to establish an independent entity, Te Matawai, to provide leadership on behalf of iwi and Māori regarding the health of the Māori language. Making a submission on the bill in Auckland on Tuesday was broadcaster and former MP Willie Jackson, now chairman of the National Urban Māori Authority.
We see the bill as a betrayal of urban Māori from the previous Minister of Māori Affairs, and he has come up with a bill that is totally against the interests of Māori in Auckland.
The former minister Willie Jackson was referring to there was former Māori Party co-leader and Māori Affairs Minister Peter Sharples.
How he came up with it and why he came up with it is beyond me and beyond us, given the Māori language renaissance started at marais like his. The revival, the Māori renaissance, wasn't started in the heart of Ngāpuhi or Tainui or Ngāti Porou, but it was started at urban marais like Hoani Waititi. And for some reason, the former minister forgot all that and got all romantic and decided that the tribes deserved this right to lead this kaupapa. Despite the type of kōrero that came from, has come from some of our rangatira in the reo, like Timothy Karetu, who said, why should the language be returned to the control of the same iwi who let it die?
Mr. Jackson questioned the bill's underlying intention that the future implementation of Te Reo revitalisation should be led by iwi.
Tribes don't have any right to this kaupapa. The reality is that this kaupapa was driven by our practitioners in the city, by the karetus also, the academics who worked with our people at the coalface, advanced this kaupapa when tribes left the language to die. So it's saddening to see what's happened, and it's particularly sad that we've been cut out and totally left out of the equation.
Chairman of the National Urban Māori Authority, Willie Jackson. And later there was a submission from a representative from the rural Northland iwi, Ngāti Hine, Waharoa Shortland.
I'm sitting here, my generation, a product of parents who made sure that 100% of us in who came through in my time were speakers of Māori. Those numbers are nearly flipped around today. Our figures are almost no different from the rest of the country, demographics as far as it is concerned. So we are passionate that we have to be engaged in that process. It's not going to be achieved by putting another level of overlords over what is already being well catered for, we believe.
Mr. Shortland welcomed the inclusion of iwi as leaders of a Māori language strategy, but questioned the establishment of a governing board in order to implement it.
I hate the thought that all we're pushing for in these new structures is just another way for another group of people to gather up funding streams towards themselves or towards a kaupapa over here, and then we'll mix it all up, and before you know it, you don't know where it went. I'd say let the people who say iwi can't do it watch us.
Ngāti Hine representative Waharoa Shortland with that submission on the Māori Language Bill to the Māori Affairs Committee in Auckland on Tuesday.
That report from Rhys Lyon, I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.